WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Amid the slapstick comedies, sequels, and comic book superhero movies which have come to define summer movie-going, two films open today centering on disturbing romantic ties. Zoe Kazan wrote and stars with Paul Dano in the film Ruby Sparks, and Matthew McConaughey plays the title role in Killer Joe, the latest film adaptation of the work of playwright Tracy Letts. Critic David Edelstein checked in on both.
Ruby Sparks and Killer Joe aren't fantasy or horror pictures, but they're within screaming distance, close enough to remind you how much deeper artists go when they barrel past realism into weirder areas of the psyche. Ruby Sparks is a parable about men and what they project on women. It's written by actress Zoe Kazan for her and her boyfriend, Paul Dano. Dano plays Calvin, a novelist who had a generation-defining catcher-in-the-rye type hit at 19 and has barely produced anything in the decade since. Despite his fame, he's unable to meet that special girl. He dreams of her, though. She comes out of the sunlight in a short, swishy dress, and when he types his dream on his old typewriter, something strange happens. His dog shows up carrying a woman's shoe. Toiletries appear in his bathroom. Finally comes the woman, whom he names Ruby Sparks. Kazan's Ruby is lithe and baby-faced, with round, adoring blue eyes. She's, in an adjective applied to another Zoe, Deschanel, adorkable. She's what Cal wants, to a fault. But when she begins to want something, her own life and friends and career, and he thinks she's going to leave him, he types, "Ruby is miserable without Cal," and lo, she's back. Ruby Sparks builds to a tour de force psychodrama worthy of The Bride of Frankenstein, which I won't spoil. But I will say, Cal is decent enough to be ashamed of his godlike control over Ruby. The problem is, he can't let go, can't control the monster in himself. While Ruby conveys the escalating horror of a woman who, in realistic movies, might say, "I don't know who I am, only what you want me to be." It's a great metaphor. So strong, the movie comes close to being too tidy, not as full and overflowing as the best fantasies. Jonathan Dayton and Valerie Faris' direction is a shade naturalistic, although Annette Bening does perk things up as Cal's mom, who lives in a richly rustic house in Big Sur, having altered her personality to reflect her new mate, played hilariously by Antonio Banderas. The film might have been more fun if Cal were expansive instead of a worrywart in the Matthew Broderick mode. Good as Dano is, I never saw him as a guy who could write his generation's catcher in the rye. He's tentative, bloodless. Which is not a charge you could level at anyone in Killer Joe, from an early play by Tracy Letts, who wrote Bug and August Osage County. Killer Joe is grandly gory. Letts works in the Chicago Steppenwolf theater tradition of characters who get in one another's faces from the get-go, and then get more invasive. It's a family drama. Emil Hirsch plays Chris, a high-strung young man in debt to gangsters, who hears his estranged mom, by all accounts a hateful woman, has a fat insurance policy, naming his childlike 20-year-old sister Dottie the sole beneficiary. He and Thomas Hayden Church, as his groggy loser dad, decide to hire themselves a killer, a corrupt Dallas police detective played by Matthew McConaughey in a black cowboy hat. Joe shows up at their house, one step up from a trailer, but finds only Dottie, played by Juno Temple.
What are you? I mean, what do you do?
I'm a detective.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like Magnum P.I.?
No, he's a private detective. I'm in the Dallas Police Department.
He ain't real either.
No. I'm real.
I read it's nothing like them shows with car chases and all.
A lot of paperwork.
I read some policemen go their whole lives without shooting their guns.
Probably true.
You ever drawn your gun?
Oh, sure.
You ever shot anybody?
Yes.
That's some savory dialogue, every line quivering suggestively. And have you noticed how bizarre McConaughey's features are, with his long nose and face that's all flat planes? Joe's deliberateness is barely a cover for how crazy he is. When Chris can't come up with cash for the killing, Joe takes the Virgin Dottie as his, quote, retainer, and effectively moves in, a son-in-law who becomes a brutal dictator. William Friedkin, who made Bug, is a sensational director of filmed plays. The movie is opened up with no loss of theatrical intensity, and the cast, which includes Gina Gershon as a taunting slattern, is in clover. Slimy, rotting clover. Beware, the climax of Killer Joe is hideously violent. But I wouldn't want these people to be any less monstrous. This isn't realism. It's grand opera. Grand guignol opera.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.